First Fruits of Victory Over Death, October 6. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. During his ministry Jesus raised the dead to life. He raised the son of the widow of Nain and Jairus' daughter and Lazarus. But these were not clothed with immortality. After they were raised they continued to be subject to death and decay. But those who came forth from the grave at Christ's resurrection were raised to everlasting life. They were the multitude of captives who ascended with him as trophies of his victory over death and the grave. These went into the city, and appeared unto many, declaring, "Christ has risen from the dead, and we be risen with him." Some were terrified at the sight. They bore the most undeniable evidence not only of their own resurrection, but of the resurrection of the crucified Redeemer. After his resurrection, Christ did not show himself to any save his followers, but testimony in regard to his resurrection was not wanting. It came from various sources, including, from the 500 who assembled in Galilee to see their risen Lord. This testimony could not be quenched. The sacred facts of Christ's resurrection were immortalized. Those who had been raised were presented as trophies to the heavenly universe, samples of the resurrection of all who receive and believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They were a symbol of the final resurrection of the righteous. That same power that has raised Christ from the dead will raise his church, as his bride, and glorify it, with Christ, above all principalities, above all powers, above every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the heavenly courts, the world above. Christ was the first fruits of them that slept. This very scene, the resurrection of Christ from the dead, was observed in type by the Jews at one of their sacred feasts, called the Feast of the Jews. They came up to the temple when the first fruits had been gathered in, and held a feast of thanksgiving. The first fruits of the harvest crop was sacredly dedicated to the Lord. As Christ ascends while in the act of blessing his disciples, an army of angels encircles him as a cloud. Christ takes with him the multitude of captives as his trophy. He will himself bring to the Father the first fruits of them that slept, to present them to God as an assurance that he is conqueror over death and the grave.